Good morning. It's 8:26. Currently sitting at 41 degrees. Humidity is at 75%. The winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour. Taking a look at the forecast for today, sunny with a high near 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Tuesday, rain, high near 54. Tuesday night, rain, low around 52. And for Wednesday, a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Joining me on the phone here this morning is Steve Brody with the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for asking.
All right. Sounds like I was looking at your email that came through, and it looks like you have quite a bit of activity coming up. So let's just jump right into it. What's going on?
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot, especially on Thursday, but let me see what else we got leading up to that. October the 27th, tomorrow night, the Civic Arts Center has their Art After Dark, their next event, and so it's a do-it-yourself gift wrap, bags and more with Karen Noble. Each workshop is $20 per person, and so for more information, you can give them a call at 342-7415. And then Goodwill, the Galesburg Goodwill Learning Center, is having free computer classes, and this week it's Computer Foundation Essentials, and that is basically all of this week, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 to 11:30 a.m. No skills are necessary to attend. It'll cover learning, connect technology, using a mouse. I mean, a lot of just basic computer skills that folks may not be completely familiar with. So to get involved with that, give the Goodwill a call at 342-1055. Then, like I said, a lot of stuff seems to be on Thursday. We have our business after hours at Cottage Hospital Thursday from 5 to 7. They are going to be showcasing their new orthopedic center and are inviting folks to come by, meet the new CEO, Barry Schneider, and the administrative team at Cottage Hospital. You need to RSVP by today to us at our office. Give us a call at 343-1194 because we always need to give our hosts enough time to prepare for the number of people that are going to attend. Also on Thursday from 6 to 8 at the Knights of Columbus is an art-defined fundraiser for KCCDD, great organization. It's $35 per ticket. $10 from each ticket benefits KCCDD. And for more information, contact Christina at KCCDD for more information. And in addition to that, River Crossing Rehab has a Haunted Forest community event, 7:30 to 9 at their location at 1145 Frank Street, Galesburg. All ages are welcome to attend. Then we also have a blood drive on Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2. That is going to be at Carl Sandburg College in the Christ Center at 2400 Tom Wilson Boulevard. To donate, contact Jenny Stevens at 341-5332. This is in collaboration with the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. Then we move to this weekend and, of course, Halloween activities. Saturday will be Treat Street, the annual event put on by the Galesburg Business Association. That'll be 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Start at Casey's Party Creations and end at the Kensington Ballroom. There'll be free pizza and pop. Register to win a boys or girls bicycle. There'll also be a police car, fire truck, and ambulance on hand for the kids to see. And also, the City of Galesburg will be hosting trick-or-treat night in Galesburg from 5 to 8. Citizens are encouraged to turn on outside lights to indicate their willingness to participate and also for the safety of children. Earlier in the day will be the last scheduled farmers market for the year, so hopefully everybody has enjoyed going out on Saturday mornings to enjoy that, and that's on the corner of Kellogg and Simmons. Some things going on with our customers. Just wanted to let you know our friends at Cellular Connection on Henderson Street is offering a two-year TV price lock through Dish Network, so you can give them a call at 343-1094. Our local banks, F&M Bank and Tompkins State Bank, have great CD offers available. And again, we mentioned last week, if you're still wanting to book events, Visions Venue is a great location at 343-9308. Call them to book your events, as well as Iron Spike is putting on a special, too, for banquet room rentals that if you book before December 1st of this year, they will take 10% off if you are a member of the Chamber of Commerce. So that's a great deal. And also, one last thing to mention is today, I believe, today is going to be launching the flights, the nonstop flights now from the Quad Cities to D.C. That arrangement that has happened with United Airlines. The first departure was yesterday morning on October the 25th, and the flights will now be beginning at 8:22 a.m., leaving Moline, arriving at Dulles at 11:42 a.m., and the return flight will be at 10:02 p.m., arriving back in Moline at 11:27 p.m. So, great partnership with United Airlines and the Quad Cities Airport. So that's pretty much what we've got going on. I do want to let folks know we also have some information about EMV basics for small businesses having to do with the new credit cards and the new chip, which is now on those cards. We've got a flyer that we received with information on how to handle that. So if anybody wants more information on what we've been talking about, Jack, they're welcome to give us a call at 343-1194. We continue to have a banner year and bringing in some new members. We're well over the 400 mark. We just want to keep the momentum going and keep going forward. And just thank you for letting us be on the air every week and let people know what's going on in our great community.
Absolutely. Glad to have you on. And you're always very informative, great opportunities for people. So thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thanks, Jack. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You have a great week.